obviously that thing had deteriorated with that last big wreck quite substantially, and there was no way that we could justify leaving it like it was without removing it. There was some debate. It obviously had to come out if we were going to continue. And there was some debate about taking the other piece out, but as we worked through putting the track together for Xfinity before last year's race, there was a big ask for the drivers to have something back there because that section was just way too fast. There was that grass, and going into turn seven, they'd have probably been running, maybe 15 or 20 miles an hour faster. So we weren't going to sign up for that. That other one had to stay, and that was the only way that we were going to get back to racing today.
Doug, could you describe how often that type of curbing's been used here and how successful it's been in the past, or if there had been any issues in the past?
Yeah, no, the curbing that actually delaminated is curbing, same style of curbing that we've had since we redid the road course in 2014. So we've gone through, those curbs have been replaced, repaired. We've not ever really had an issue with those curbs at all. The only curb we've ever had an issue with was drivers left on exit, which we haven't seen in a couple of years. We look at that curb between every session. We look at it at night and in the morning. There was no indication early today that there was even anything wrong with that curb. So it was a little bit of a surprise for us when during the race we started to have an issue with it.
This question's for either one of you. Does this impact the decision of whether to keep this race on the road course next year or move it to the oval?
So I'm the promoter, so I'll tell you from the promoter standpoint. I thought that today was the energy level of today. Our fans that came today was unbelievable. I was so excited this morning to interact with folks. Obviously, the weather was great today, so there are all kinds of positives. And really, our tickets, if you looked at the crowd today, even versus yesterday when you had Cup, IndyCar, and Xfinity all running some level of their racing on the same day, our crowd was 20% up today over yesterday. So it's clear, and it was up over last year. So this is one of those events that I think we've made the right decision for right now. I think we want to have it back again next year on the road course, and we'll just continue to see where we go. So I don't think it has any impact on it.
Scott?
No, and I don't either. And obviously, I think that we saw, we had our problems today. This is one of those deals where you take a lot of learnings away and can come back and put on a better event, obviously avoiding the problems that we had today. But I think that we saw some exciting action out there, and I think that the course itself puts on a really good show. So I don't think so.
Scott, was a pretty clear cut call on Briscoe, the penalty there on the end. Do you feel like he should have known by the time that wreck happened?
So it was announced over the race channel that he had a penalty and needed to serve it prior to him having the incident down there with the 11. What we'll have to do is go back and listen to the communication from the spotter and make sure that the spotter actually, there wasn't much time lapse between the time that we called the penalty and him getting into it with the 11. So we will do some investigation and make sure the spotter conveyed the message well to the driver before that happened. That was unfortunate how that all worked out there.
Is there any onus on drivers to try to maintain track limits instead of trying to drive over the curb and shortcut it?
Well, that's something that I think that we'll have to look at. Certainly in other racing series, they go there. These stock cars, they slide around a lot more. It's kind of, they use up a lot of racetrack, and we've had a tendency like at Sonoma and the other road courses to kind of let track limits, not really be a penalty thing. It would be very hard from the tower to kind of enforce track limits, I think. So it's something that we have talked about before. We may have some further discussion about that, but really kind of a difficult thing to manage from the tower, for sure.
Prior to the red flags, there seemed to be a lot of action and very few cautions. So up to that point, you had to feel pretty good about the way things were playing out.
We did, certainly, yeah.
And I think so, too. There's a lot of great action throughout the field, and I think our fans were having a great time, so we felt very good about it.
And also, one of the good benefits of a road course is you can have a guy go off course and not have a full course caution. How valuable is that?
Well, it is, and, road course cautions, they're long laps, and, our general fan base is more kind of in tune to oval track racing, where kind of the caution laps go a little bit faster, and it doesn't seem like a long delay in between the action. So we've actually been trying to work on some things to speed, when we do end up with cautions, some things to speed up the laps on the, not so much of a problem here, but some of the long road courses like COTA and Road America, the caution laps are pretty long. So it really does help not to have to go full course caution all the time when we can.
How important is that from a fan's perspective?
Well, I think it's really important from a fan's perspective to limit as many of the yellows as we can. I think you also saw a lot of guys make a mistake, go off, and come back on and be right back in the mix. And that's part of the, really, with the exception of what we saw there at the end, this track tends to be really forgiving and give people an opportunity to go do that. We just need to take a look at that 5-6 complex and make sure that next year we've got it sorted out, so that also is one that's a little more forgiving.
Did you guys give any consideration to maybe just stopping the race during either the red flags and calling it?
Without being able to remove the part of the curbing that was damaged over there, that would have been our only option. Certainly, we have had a lot of fans here, a lot of energy, a lot of people watching on television. We always strive to finish the race with the checkered flag. If we would have had no other option or couldn't get those damaged bits out of there, that probably would have had to been what we did, but the fact that we could take them out and they could actually race over that part of the racetrack led to the decision to continue.
Did you guys give any thought to taking out the sausage curve that was causing the airport?
So I touched on that earlier, and as I said, when we laid out this track and did some Xfinity testing last year before the race, all of the drivers said there absolutely had to be something there, because that would just be way too fast of a section without something there. So that really wasn't an option for us. It would have been nice if it would have been, but it just wasn't.
I'll take one more, guys.
Before the first red flag, Truex is in the barrier. There was some debris. Were you guys evaluating whether to throw the caution?
Yeah, we called, we called all the turn spotters and all the people and had the cameras over there, and it looked like everything had gotten well off of the racing line and the racing service. So we continued to go green there, but certainly after we saw that, it was something that we considered and checked with turn spotters and everything on.
Denny Hamlin was quite critical afterwards, saying that NASCAR is kind of going to the road course racing, that there needs to be better track inspection, better requirements, drivers need to have a voice. Respond to that.
I'm certain that he was disappointed with the outcome of the race today, and it's something that maybe we could consider, but these facilities have been, most of the facilities that we've gone to have been proven over time, so we didn't feel that was really necessary here or some of the other new venues that we've been to this year.